Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
BSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Wednesday morning. This week is just flying by as we are getting now. The countdown is on. It's less than a week until Christmas. It's a week from today, so you've got some shopping to do. Most likely, you've got some holiday decorations to get. You've got some food to pick up. We're going to tell you where you can get some food coming up in just a bit. And you've got all kinds of errands to run, and you've got 7 days left to do. Really, probably six, because it's not like you're going to do anything on Christmas. I have gone out and done my Christmas shopping on Christmas Eve before. It can be done. It's not optimal, but it can be done. And we were talking earlier about these yard decorations, these Christmas decorations that are being stolen from people's yards. I saw multiple people posting about this in the last couple of days, where folks have these inflatables out in front of their homes and somebody's come along and stolen these inflatables right from their yard. And obviously, with it being so windy the last couple of nights, it's entirely possible that the wind could blow away some of these inflatables. But folks are saying, no, that's not what happened. And some have even had video of a person coming and taking it away. Maybe they're thinking, because it's windy, that's the perfect time to go steal these inflatables, because the people might think that they blew away. But I don't think there's a theft ring going on of, giant inflatable Shreks wearing Santa hats. But I don't know, maybe. I'm seeing this in different town groups on Facebook, so maybe there is somebody going around. But this is the time of year when people get really angry about decorations. They get really angry about seeing decorations that they don't agree with. And first of all, let me just preface this by saying, there is no war on Christmas. That is just a fabricated talking point for people that just like to get riled up about something. There is no war on Christmas. Nobody has ever said that Christmas needs to go away. Nobody has ever said that you as Christians don't have the right to celebrate Christmas. Nobody has ever said that. Nobody has ever tried to take away Christmas. In fact, plenty of people who are not Christians still celebrate and enjoy and love Christmas. There is not and at least not in recent times, has there been a war on Christmas. The fact that people have pointed out some of the inconvenient truths of Christmas traditions has, and it's only inconvenient if you don't like what they're saying. But the idea of where some of these Christmas traditions have come from, including the fact that they are co-opted pagan rituals and observations that Christians co-opted into their celebrations in order to help bring more people into the fold and under their umbrella, is just a historical fact. I did an episode of my internet show once where we talked about this. We talked about how, you know, and it was just about pagan traditions and how pagan traditions still exist and that they've just changed and morphed over the years and been adopted into other cultures and other beliefs and other observations. And you would have thought by reading the comments on Twitter that I was, you know, launching a holy war. When all we were just saying was factually pointing out where the origins of some of these observations come from. That's not a war on Christmas. That's not a war on Christianity. That's just a historical and anthropological review. And then the idea that you can't say Merry Christmas. Nobody's ever said that you can't say Merry Christmas. And if somebody chooses to say Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas, that doesn't mean that they don't love Christmas or give you the proper respect to for celebrating Christmas. Just means that they're covering all the bases in one. I've said happy holidays my entire life. You know why? Because I don't want to have to talk to you again between Christmas and New Year's and then say Happy New Year. If I'm going to reach out to you and say, hey, just wanted to call and say happy holidays, or text you and say, hey, happy holidays, that's because I'm banging it all out at once. It's a blanket statement that I say so that I want the person to have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year and a Happy Hanukkah if that's what they celebrate and a Happy Kwanzaa if that's what they celebrate and a Happy Boxing Day if that's what they celebrate. So the real war is if you, as a person that celebrates Christmas, wants to try to police my language and try to tell me that I can only say Merry Christmas. That's the war. Nobody has ever said you can't celebrate Christmas and that you can't observe Christmas and that you can't call it Christmas. But you've got to get outraged about something, right? 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. Can you hear me all right?
I can.
Oh, good. So, bunch of Grinches out there stealing people's little blow up. That's terrible.
Seems that way.
Yeah. I don't understand what for. Good Lord. I don't know. I don't get it. But, I was talking to a bank employee. I won't say what bank. And he said he cannot say Merry Christmas, any of that. He can't even say Happy Holidays to anybody. He just says same to you for whatever they say to them. And he said, and he can't wear a flag pin come 4th of July for any of the holidays like that. And I said, wow, I cannot believe a big bank like this isn't allowing you to, you know, to do that. That's just terrible. Can't even wear an American.
In some corporate environments, they don't want that because then what that leads to is then somebody saying, well, then why can't I wear something, you know, why can't I wear my kid's soccer jersey for his, you know, when he's playing in the state championship game? And why can't I wear this? Why can't I wear this? That's what a lot of that has to do with. It's not about keeping them from observing the holidays. It's about having a what's the word I'm looking for? Kind of a conformity in terms of the way that they are observing these things.
Well, I don't see what's wrong with the little, you know, lapel pin of the flag for him to be able to wear on his jacket. I don't know. I mean, I'm just talking about, like, you know, just a little American flag, the pins.
Yeah, here's the thing. What does it matter if he doesn't have one, you know?
Well, I guess to him it's a big deal. I mean, for me it is,
then
because it's taken...
get another job.
It's taken the freedom. That's a part of freedom right there you're taking away.
It's not a freedom. You're working for a company. If a company has a dress code and a required dress code policy, that's what you have to wear.
We don't see eye to eye on this one.
If I work at McDonald's, I can't show up in a Burger King hat and say, well, it's my freedom to want to wear a Burger King hat.
Well, he said the reason why they gave him an answer was because of all the different, you know, nationalities that are in America now. And they're doing a lot of banking in this particular bank. So he told me that's exactly what they told him.
Well,
why?
First of all, I'm not saying that I don't believe you, but I'm saying I don't believe him.
I don't know, Tim. I don't know what to believe.
That sounds pretty far fetched, Getty.
Yeah. So, anyways, I saw Van Dyke. I've watched it every day. It brings little tears to my eyes. It is the best video. I watch the whole thing every day. Oh, I love
that.
Yeah,
they did a great job.
I love it. And, like, he's still got some movements, you know. He's, like, imitating all the moves from before. I love that so much. Yeah, I watch it every day. And so I just want to say to everybody, I got a card in the mail, and I didn't know it's been in my... I got my, you know, the newspaper flyers, and there was a card stuck in there, and I've been in a slump. I have not put up anything Christmassy, and every year I'm the first to do it and the last to take it down, but this year I couldn't get in. I just been in a funk, and so I picked up, I like to put my grease or food scraps in the newspapers, and out comes the card. Laura actually mailed me it, and she had all these cute stickers all over the envelope. So when I opened the card, I said, you know what? I got to do the hallway, because the hallway I decorate every year, and it was still in fall. I know everybody was probably like starting to think, what the heck's going on? So I that motivated me yesterday to do the hallway, and got all my Christmas stuff. And so I bought this really cool fiber optic tree last year, and it's perfect size. So, and it just changes all the lights. It's awesome. So I'm just going to put that up, and I got my little decorations up. So I got in the spirit thanks to that card. So everybody out there, be careful if you throw your flyers away. Check. My mail lady never does that. She makes sure my mail's on top, but there's been a lot of substitute mail carriers during the holiday season. And, so thank God that fell out, because I would have never known.
Yeah. Well, thank you for giving the warning to everybody.
Yeah. And you know what day this is?
What day this is?
Yeah.
I don't.
It's hump day.
Oh, there you go. Now.
I always wanted to do that.
Now we got to worry about when camels are going to fall over now. Apparently that's a thing we have to be concerned with. You saw that story, right? Did you see that story?
Yes.
So,
oh my God, that is, but he really does have that bell alert when it falls?
I guess, and I found out, I didn't know this, there's camels in Dartmouth. I didn't know that, two camels.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, I would love to see them. How do they survive the winter?
I assume they must keep them indoors in the winter. So,
wow,
no, they stay outdoors. Kristen says they stay outdoors. You know, do you know what their names are? I know.
What?
The camels? Filtered and unfiltered.
Is that true?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh my God, one, that's a great joke.
One is light and one is 100s.
Oh, you're on a roll.
My grandfather smoked Campbell, so I know them all.
I love it. That is so funny.
All right. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
And let's take another call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, Jim. I got in on your... I turned the radio on when you were talking about how so many Christian holidays or celebrations, you know, have pagan roots and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so true. And I think so many Christians, you know, get, I didn't hear all the comments or all that you said, but people can get upset when you say that, but it is true. And for me, as a Bible believing Christian, I know that from Genesis to Revelation, it's about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So there's a thread of truth that the Bible is true, and that runs throughout. And so I look at, and I like to study, I like to know these things about, you know, the sun god and this and that and the other. And so many, so too often, I think Christians hesitate and don't want to get into those because it thinks it affects their faith, or that it's going against their faith. But we're supposed to understand and know. And one of the things that we know for sure is that when man gets involved in something, it gets corrupted. Not everything done in the name of Jesus Christ was something that God ordained or that God supported. Because mm-hmm. let's face it, we know the history. It's important to know that history, but it's also important to know the truth and to discern what God is saying, what God's heart is, as opposed to man, because Jesus said, you know, that out of the, you know, that he knew what was in man. You know, let's face it, yeah, we all have stuff in us that is not good.
That's why I don't get upset at the people who, or I try not to get upset at the people who get upset about the, like, this goes against, you know, this isn't true and it's not a pagan thing. Like, I don't blame those people because they've been told by the church, which has been passing on this information for generations, because that was the way of control. It was a way of saying, like, you can't know that these things were pagan because then you might look into this pagan, and we want to keep everybody here under our roof. And so that's what it was all about. And that's why people get so adamant, is because they've always been told that, but it's just not true. The truth is that some of these rituals and observations were co-opted from other beliefs.
Absolutely. Because at that time that we're living, you know, we think about Abraham, and they said the father of faith. Well, you know, when I read some of the commentaries from some of the rabbis, and they say that actually the Bible does say that Abraham's father was a seller of idols. So, you know, these are things that, you know, the Bible is clear. It says study. We've got to study and know what is true, what is fact, and what is fiction. And I love it. I love discovering these things. When I read the Bible more closely and saw what Abraham, and I pictured him at a roadside stand selling idols. As a kid, we sold strawberries and blueberries at a roadside stand because, you know, that was part of what we did for money. But you know, there are things that the Word of God is so exciting when you study it and don't just take the surface and don't just listen to. And I think the Catholic Church, pardon me, I think they promulgated a lot of what you've just said. Yeah. And I think that in more Bible-believing churches, because for years the Catholic Church didn't allow people to read the Bible, but as we study the Word for ourselves and get into the commentaries and comparison, I can't be shaken from my faith. I believe that Jesus died for my sins. You don't have to believe it, but I know that no matter what I read, whatever has happened, I know that God loves me and God is love. And we think of love as being one thing, and God's love is so great that you will understand his righteousness. You'll understand the things that he has called us to and done, and decisions and things that he's done, only when we get to see him face to face, because his righteousness is so pure, and here we are. Right. You know, so I just love God. I love studying the Word. I would rather study the Word. I get into the commentaries and you know, hearing and being able to compare, but knowing that there's a scarlet thread of redemption that goes mm-hmm. from Genesis to Revelation. It doesn't matter. My thought, my idea doesn't matter. It's what the purpose and the goal of God was, to redeem mankind. So, right. But I appreciate it. I didn't get in on the beginning
That's
of the
right.
conversation, but you were so true. You were so right.
Thank you so much for thank you so much for calling in. I got to hold you there because I got to take a break here before the news, but you have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
And we will take that break. We'll be back in just a few moments.
I think she knew what I wanted to hear. Spin them around like a wheel on fire. walking on tightrope for love's highway. Fatal attraction is where I'm at. There's no escaping me. I just wanna be close to you. You are the thing.
And I probably want to be close to you if you're coming from the butcher shop, because that means you've got something good that you're coming out of there with. And if you are looking for a place to get all of your food for the holidays, whether it be stuff you're going to cook up, or if you want to get some of the stuff that they've already made, you can get it all at the butcher shop. So, of course, as Eric told us on Friday, you know, no more special orders, no more platters. They were overwhelmed with them all because so many of you have been hearing me talk about the butcher shop and how they can make your holidays so much easier for you that you all put in orders to have stuff made ahead of time. But they've still got stuff that you can pick up and cook yourself, and they've still got the food that they make every single day. So I know it's maybe not the traditional thing to put out there on Christmas, but imagine having some of their casserole as part of your Christmas dinner. That would go over very well with all your guests, I promise. And, of course, you can get all of your prime ribs. You can get your steaks. You can get everything like that that you could possibly imagine and have the most impressive spread you've ever had for the holidays by getting it all at the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. And when you go in there, too, you can also get your beer and your wine so that you can have that all ready to go for your guests or for yourself after your guests have left. And, of course, everything else you could possibly need. Everything from steaks to soccer balls and everything in between. So check out the Butcher Shop, a real old-school neighborhood market, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Right now, though, it's time to go into the newsroom and get all of the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
A government shutdown avoided. A vitamin D warning for older Americans. And time is running out to get those gifts where they need to go.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Lawmakers in Washington, D.C. have reached a deal to avert a government shutdown. Congress reached an agreement Tuesday afternoon, pushing back the funding deadline from December 20th to March 14th. The decision buys time for the next Congress and incoming president to work out how the government should be funded for the upcoming year. Luigi Mangione is being indicted for the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg announced the grand jury indictment on Tuesday. Mangione still in custody in Pennsylvania after being arrested at a McDonald's on December 9th. He's accused of fatally shooting Thompson on a New York City sidewalk on December 4th. A federal judge is denying Donald Trump's request to advance a lawsuit against journalist Bob Woodward. Trump sued Woodward in 2023 after giving 19 interviews for Woodward's book Rage. Trump claimed that even though he participated in the interviews and allowed them to be recorded, Woodward wasn't authorized to sell the audio recordings. On Tuesday, a judge denied Trump's request to expedite the lawsuit. An independent panel of health experts is recommending against the use of vitamin D and calcium by older Americans to prevent falls and fractures. Although calcium and vitamin D are both important for good bone health, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force says the supplements aren't regulated, don't work, and can increase the risk of kidney disease. The panel says it's healthier to get calcium and vitamin D through what you eat, including salmon, tuna, milk, yogurt, and cheese. The December holiday travel rush is set to start this weekend. AAA expects a record 120 million people will travel 50 miles or more between December 21st and January 1st. That's a 3.5% increase over last year and back to pre-pandemic levels. And folks are running out of time to get their holiday gifts sent. The U.S. Postal Service says today is the last mailing date to ensure delivery before Christmas for first class and ground advantage services. UPS says packages will need to be with them by Thursday for their three-day select service. And FedEx, meanwhile, recommended getting boxes shipped by Tuesday, yesterday, for their ground and home delivery options.
WBSM Sports.
After a game with the Calgary Flames last night, Bruins head over the border to play the Edmonton Oilers on Thursday. The Boston Celtics are home at TD Garden to host the Chicago Bulls on Thursday. And the New England Patriots play the Buffalo Bills Sunday in New York. Game here on WBSM.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
We're in for a mild day today here on the South Coast after temperatures reached the 60s on Tuesday. Highs today coming close to 50. On Thursday, the mid-40s. Both days will have mostly sun, but there will be a quick-moving rainstorm coming through in between. On Friday, we drop to the 30s. Clouds increase. Right now, we expect a light wintry mix to begin in the afternoon, possibly briefly changing to all snow showers on Friday night. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
I may Rickroll you there by playing some Rick Astley, but I will never Whamageddon you. I am not going to send you to Whamhalla. I'm not going to play Last Christmas by Wham as bumper music until maybe Christmas Eve. By that point, if you've there's no way you're making it that long. But if you're not familiar with the rules of that game, basically you try to go as long as you can before you hear Last Christmas by Wham. It is one of the most ubiquitous Christmas songs that's out there. You can play it in the grocery store. You could play it on this station. You could play it on Fun 107. You could play it anywhere. So it's all over the place, and you hear it all the time. So now the new game is to see how far into the Christmas season you can go without hearing it. And it's, you know, you get sent to Whamhalla if you hear it. But I tried to go long this year, and then Barry Richard went and ruined it on me by playing it really loud. See, Barry has the music so loud when he's previewing it in the commercials that it just goes right through the door and into my office. And normally I don't care because he plays good stuff, but this screwed me. It screwed me over. There's no other way to put it. It screwed me over. So now I got stuck. I got sent to Whamhalla way earlier than I would have expected. Never thought I'd be undone through a closed door like that. And I think my office door was closed too. So, you know, that just goes to show you how loud he has it. But also, now I can listen to it freely, but I'm not going to play it to you for you because I'm not going to do that to you. 508-996. Not that it's a bad song. I just don't want you to lose. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How are you?
We have good in you. We have the inflatables for Christmas and Halloween. We never had any problems. But nowadays, you can put stakes in the ground and everything with them.
Yeah,
well, they make them.
Yeah, they're big and they're lighter.
Yeah, really.
They're not vinyl. I'm sure the wind picks them up a lot easier. So, I totally understand. But I just don't know why somebody would want to steal those.
They're just being punks, but it's just terrible. Like when you around Halloween time, every year around Halloween time, a mailbox down the end of the driveway, this truck used to come every year and hit it. And so my father took one of those plumbing pipes and put it underneath, the ones that are off the ground, and then he put some wood around it. So it'll take the front of their grill off if they did it again.
Yeah.
We still have the same mailbox, but yeah, there's a lot of punks around every once in a while, but no one stole those yet. And the lights are up and stuff, but the Christmas ones you didn't put in yet. I think they had a leak from last year. But we got the kids in the house. They like that, you know, the little ones and stuff like that. So not for us, but
I mean, My grandparents had a business where they made these. It was a popular thing back in the 80s and early 90s where you would buy these like figures to put in your garden. So it was like made out of wood and it had like a wooden, had like a metal rod and you would stick it into the ground. So one, the original one looked kind of like a lady bending over into the garden. And then they would do like cartoon characters, and my grandmother would get these patterns from the craft store and then trace them onto the wood. My grandfather would cut them out and then she would go in there and draw all the detail and paint them, and then they put them out there and sell them. And so they had everything. Like I would have them make Alf and Tweety Bird and all kinds of stuff.
We had some of them in our yard. Yeah, I love those.
But because they sold them in their front yard, they would have, you know, like 100 of them all in a row, so that people knew that they could stop and buy them. And they wrote newspaper articles about them and stuff and all kinds. So people knew they sold them. And they lived on North Main Street in Randolph, a very, very busy road. They had them out there 24 hours a day, and I don't think anybody ever stole one once.
Nope. That's where my grandfather used to live in Randolph. And that was a nice town.
Whereabouts in Randolph?
I'm not sure, because it was so many years ago. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. I was younger when he was a... before he died.
So my mom's parents lived on North Main, and my dad's parents lived on Powdrill Ave way on the other side of town.
I'm not sure of the name of the street because I was young, but I remember going there when we were little. But that was nice over there. You done with your shopping? Have you started?
No, I haven't started. I'm just going to go. I just do it all in one day.
Gift cards. I did a lot of gift cards this year.
That's what I do.
Yep. A lot easier.
That's why they call me Uncle
Amazon's
Gift Card.
Amazon's running out of a lot of gift cards. I'm still waiting for a couple to go to Hawaii for Jamie's daughter. And they're still not in yet.
Well, the good thing is you can always send digital ones if you have to.
I didn't know that. I don't know how to do that. I'll have to have my brother do it for me.
Yeah, so you can always make sure somebody can get an Amazon gift card even if you can't find a physical gift card.
Right. I got all the other ones, but just that price range
they didn't have any, so
many kids,
you never know too, they might get them back out, although today, as Phil was saying, today's the last day to mail them out, so
they said Friday it'll be in. I told Jamie, I called her, I talked to her, I says it'll probably be in a little after Christmas. I ordered them over a week ago. So,
see, I always loved that second wave of gift cards when I was a kid, or that second wave of gifts. You know, you get everything on Christmas and then all the stuff that comes in later. And then my birthday is like 2 weeks after Christmas. So, January 4th. That's so it was always like, okay, now whatever I didn't get for Christmas, I can ask for my birthday.
Oh, that's awesome. You got double whammy there.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great. All right, then. You have a good day.
You as well. Take care.
Yeah, bye-bye.
It probably wasn't so great for my parents, though, because they're like, oh, we bought this kid Christmas gifts, you know, after I stopped getting gifts from Santa kids. And, like, now we've got to go and get him a birthday present. But it was great the year we got a Nintendo for Christmas, because still my favorite Christmas gift of all time was getting that Nintendo. I never thought I was going to get one. And then got to go 2 weeks later and get another game for my birthday. And my parents were like, gee, I don't know, $50 for a video game? That seems like a lot of money to spend. And you know what's really funny is that this time of year, you see a lot of those retro websites and retro social media feeds like posting up old toy circulars, old Child World and KB Toys and Toys R Us circulars of what kids were buying Christmas of 1989 and things like that. And if you look, the prices on the video game systems and the prices on the games themselves are still relatively the same. You know, now if you're getting a PlayStation or something like that, you're paying a lot more money. But, you know, for a while, you were paying the same amount of money for a Nintendo Entertainment System in 1988 that you were paying for, like, an Xbox system in when those came out in, you know, 2007. No, earlier than that, but you know what I mean. Like, there wasn't that big of a gap. Now, of course, with all the technology and the capabilities they have, there's a much bigger gap. But even the games themselves have stayed relatively the same price, $50-$60 for a game. And that's what you paid before. I remember when Doom 64 came out for the Nintendo 64, and I ran out and got it the day of, and it was $90. Like, some of those N64 games were $90 the day they came out. And then you waited a couple weeks and they were $50 like everything else. But generally, we've been paying $50 for a video game for as long as we've had video games. I want to say an Atari cartridge was around $25, $30 when they were new, but I could be wrong. It could have been more. So, you know, I guess if even if the technology changes and the game systems start costing as much as a home computer, at least we can say, well, the games haven't fluctuated much, except now you're buying digital downloads for $50 and saying, but I have nothing that actually proves that I have the game. That's why I feel so weird buying games for my, what's it, the Quest? Is that the VR thing? I feel weird buying games because I'm like, if this gets wiped out, I don't have them anymore. But I guess they keep a record of all of it. So technology, man, technology. All right, I got to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. And welcome back in 508-996-0500. We got an app chat message from Silence Duguid who says, good morning. What will we hear on WBSM next week? Well, I can tell you that for the most part, it's going to be our regular schedule. The only change is that Barry is out next week. He's on vacation. So Brian Thomas will be in most days for Barry, except on Thursday, Paul Santos is going to fill in for Barry. And then we're going to have Chris and myself here and all of our regular programming, except for Christmas Eve and Christmas morning. So Christmas Eve at 6 p.m., we're going to go to all Christmas music, and that's going to go until, I think, 10 a.m. on Christmas morning. So you'll have Christmas music for Christmas Eve and Christmas morning as you're opening gifts and all that, and then it'll go back to our holiday programming, you know, the usual syndicated shows that we run on holidays, and then Thursday, Friday, we'll wrap up the week with our regular schedule. And then for New Year's, we'll all be here New Year's Eve, you know, during the day for our regular shows. And then on New Year's Day, we'll have our syndicated network programming. But, you know, just Christmas and New Year's is really the only days that we're taking off. Well, except Barry. But we'll have live and local talk for you all the other days. And also want to thank my brother, who said, you don't own, and you can trust him, he was a GameStop manager for many years. He says, you don't own digital games either. It's a lease. If the console loses the rights to the game, you lose it. I didn't know that. So if you buy one of those digital games, and one of those, you know, you either download it or it stores in the cloud, depending on, you know, what system you're using and how it works. But if you get one of those games, if they lose the lease, you lose the game. I didn't realize that. He also says physical games have been $50 to $70 since the Nintendo 64. Yeah, I still remember, and I'm sure my brother Mike remembers playing it, you know, paying $90 for that Doom 64 game. And I was like, I'm never paying $90 for another game again. And I think I went out and bought another game the next week for $90. Ah, to be young with disposable income again. But that's the thing. Now I've got to save money, but I've also got to save time. And that's why I love Dash Laundromat, because I can do both there. Not only can I drop off my clothes or have them even pick up my clothes and have them wash, dry, and fold, which is really, that's really going to help you out during this busy time of year, right? If somebody came and picked up your laundry, did it for you, and brought it back to you, I mean, that's the greatest gift of all. But then also, if you want to drop it off there while you're out and about and doing all of your errands, you can use their free, safe lockers. So you just use the Dash app on your phone, the Dash Laundromat app, to open up the locker, put your clothes in, they'll wash, dry, fold it, and then you can pick it back up in the locker whenever you're done with what you got to do and whenever it works for you. But you can also go into Dash and do your own laundry, and they reward you for doing so. So you get money back when you spend money doing your laundry at Dash Laundromat. And it's so many great ways to save you money, save you time. That's what they care about at Dash. They want to help you out. They want to make laundry an enjoyable experience because they actually enjoy doing it there. And they know that you probably don't really like it, so they want to make it as enjoyable as you can. That's why they have nice, comfortable seats and tables and TVs with Disney Plus for the kids to watch while they're hanging around. And it's a bright, well-lit, just it's actually enjoyable to be there doing your laundry. I know it sounds crazy, right? And so make sure you drop off all your bedding after your guests have left for the holidays. Make sure you drop off all your tablecloths. Restaurants, they're happy to wash all of your tablecloths from all your banquets and catering jobs and all of that. Whatever you need done, you're going to get it done at Dash. And if you stop by Dash, bring an unwrapped toy for them to donate to Toys for Tots. All right, well, I got to take my final break. By the way, DashLaundromat.com and download the Dash app. We'll be back after this final break.
It was December 24th on Hollis Avenue at the dark, when I seen a man chilling with his dog in the park. I approached him very slowly with my heart full of fear. Looked at his dog, oh my God, an ill reindeer. My man, I was really good, the man.
All right, welcome back in. We have just a few moments remaining in the program, and then we're going to give way to Chris McCarthy in South Coast Now. He is going to have you for the next 3 hours. And today's Wednesday. Mayor coming in today? He's going to come in. He's probably got a Christmas playlist today, I bet, because he won't be here on Christmas. So, well, he can show up, but you're not going to be here.
I won't be here.
So maybe he has a Christmas-themed playlist for you today. And, of course, he'll take your calls. Chris will take your calls throughout the show, too, at 508-996-0500. Tomorrow we're going to have a guest. We're going to have Danielle Brown here. We're going to be talking about the homeless situation in New Bedford. And we're going to get an idea of who are these.